Today's show is brought to you by Hotels.com. Shop with Hotels.com now to take advantage of their great hotel deals, as well as save $30 on select hotel stays of $250 or more when you go to usehotels.com/chickenduck and use the code LISTEN30 at checkout. Some terms apply.
Wherever you want. These two mics are on.
Is this mic on?
Why do you have a 40-watt battery so that you can breathe like a dragon?
From my tank. My other one's 60.
It's ridiculous.
I only use it at 50.
There's so much to talk about.
Are we all on?
We're on. I'm waiting for these two. You don't need headphones. No. I'm just waiting for you guys talk to make sure that you sound okay, but we're not taking any phone calls or anything. So
okay.
Just try to stick close to the mics.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we will do his best.
This is why people are doing this shit all the time.
You don't try very hard.
Whoa, new year, new sound.
Welcome back, everybody. Saturday's the Chicken Duck, episode 106. Can we do something about this?
I told you what to do.
Season 9?
I don't like it.
Episode, what? You said just don't say anything about it. Fuck you. It's 106. It's 106.
You know what? You could throw them off at any point and just say season 2, episode 1.
But no, because it's throwing everything. It's already hard enough to stay on top of the time situation. We record a week. 6 days ahead or behind, whatever it is. You know, it's hard enough to figure out time within the Duck podcast.
The Duck timeline.
And now you're trying to tell me to not even recognize the fact that we're saying, okay, this is a new episode. Like, it's just one continuous fucking Jeff screaming at everybody.
Well, Joe Rogan doesn't say, hey, welcome to episode 1,127 of...
You know, every time you mention another podcast, it's Joe Rogan.
And or fucking, well, yeah, for the first season it was, oh, there it is. There it is. There's the shirt. So I did happen to see you take a lot of pictures with Lucas in your chicken duck attire.
Yeah, I got it.
Joining us this week from the Wrestling Dorks. Yeah. I can say that this
yes,
week.
Yes, that's our name.
Yeah, yeah, we finally have our name. We own
broke
it now.
Free.
We're back.
Good for you guys.
We had to do it.
Fuck the man.
Yeah.
So you're no longer part of that.
Okay. No, that
nope.
Funny you were talking about the episode.
Well, hold on, Sam. I got to introduce you here. You're getting ahead of yourself. I mean, I know we're getting rid of the numbers, or we're not getting rid of the whole introduction, for Christ's sake. The Wrestling Dorks, John Marlett. Say it again.
Marlett.
Marlett.
Yeah.
See, I did. I wouldn't
That's
have known.
Right. You could
have told me
that
40 times.
Yeah.
And Sam Cavallari joining us again for the second or third time. Yeah.
Welcome back, Sam.
Recurring guest.
The recurring.
Wow.
Yes.
Impressive.
And Ryan Boos here also. And Casey and myself.
That's racist.
The rest of our recurring guests are kind of salty with us this week. So
Jeff was
so sorry, Jeff.
Sorry, why's Jeff. That? He texted and said, is there a podcast today? And we said, yeah, but we have other guests.
You're done.
And he goes, so wait, you're recording just without us? I was like, yep, pretty much.
By the way, this will be the only episode Jeff listens to, just to make sure that we apologize to him. Sorry, Jeff. So anyway, that's all I got for the week, so good job.
All right. Well, it's been fun, guys.
No, you were in Jamaica for a whole fucking week, so I'm sure you have a ton of shit to talk about.
I have a bit.
Like an actual bit, or like no. Just do you have a little
bit to talk about?
I thought you had like
talk
a...
about.
Okay, and... And I'd certainly want to give these gentlemen their platform to join us and speak a little bit. So I'm just going to sit here and listen for a little bit.
Jesus Christ.
What? What was that?
What?
Jesus Christing
what,
me.
You fucking hand it over to me or what?
Oh, you, brother. It's either that or boo. No, okay.
Have
give
a good
me
day.
Let me talk about your trip to vacation, your
right.
trip to Jamaica real quick.
All right.
You know what really fucking irritates me about your trip to Jamaica?
What?
I follow the Chicken Duck podcast on YouTube. YouTube is one of the only real sources of television that I watch.
Okay.
Okay? So when I want to watch what's new on YouTube, I don't fucking care about Lucas Nelson or your fucking time in Jamaica. However, it's the only thing that I can fucking pick from. I have to go through six screens to get through all of the Casey's uploads from the Chicken Duck podcast. So thanks for fucking
You don't that. Subscribe to anything else?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I subscribed to a ton of other shit, but all weekend, all I could see was your horseshit.
Not all weekend. Well, yeah, this weekend, yeah. Well, Lucas Nelson shared Saturdays with Chicken Duck's post,
that.
And we
thanks,
got
Lucas.
A bunch of subscribers on YouTube because of it. So
thanks,
thank
buddy.
You, Lucas. And when I got my, I made Lucas take my picture with Anthony, the drummer for Lucas's band. And then I made Anthony take my picture
Nobody
with Lucas.
Nobody here knows who that is, Casey.
They're in Lucas Nelson and Willie Nelson's
That's
son.
That's all I know.
Okay?
That's where my knowledge is.
And I made him take my picture, and then I got my picture with him. And when he was taking my picture with Anthony, he goes, what's a chicken duck? So
did you
Lucas might not
tell
ever
me you
remember.
Explain to him.
Yeah. Lucas might not remember my name, but I think he's always going to remember Saturdays with Chicken Duck because I was wearing that T-shirt that day.
Possible guest in the future?
I mean, I... No. I put it on Twitter. I put it out there after he shared it, but I don't think so.
If his bus comes rolling up to the front of the house, I'll let you guys know. So, no, I'm glad you had a good time. What else was there?
Greg Allman's son.
Okay.
His band played, Devin Allman.
Is Greg Allman dead?
Yeah, last year.
Thought so.
And
you didn't see him before he died, though. It wasn't one of those casual
No, but I was in Georgia when he died.
See?
In
I'm telling Georgia. You, fucking boo. I'm telling you.
It's a curse.
Know about the curse?
He's no, like the fucking no. Reaper.
When Jeff, me, and Jimbo went to go see, when we went to that Comic-Con.
Yeah, I remember that.
Adam West died shortly after that. And that was like the beginning of the curse because then what? Tom Petty, went to see Tom Petty. He died.
The Colonel.
Bruce Hampton, the Colonel, like 2 weeks after I saw him in Georgia, he died on stage.
But yeah, like the fucking day after you saw her. Like,
no, it was 2 weeks.
Yeah. All these pictures he's posting, like him holding them and fucking. And then 2 weeks later, we're like, hey, that guy you were fucking hanging out with is dead. So now, every time he sees anybody. Well, that wasn't it, though.
I posted me with six musicians on Facebook, like a layout screen that I did. And Nick Krutulski wrote, well, their plane's gone down. They all landed safely.
Hope you don't start hanging out with some of my favorite wrestlers. Yeah. They go down just about as easy as musicians.
Well, I've actually met some of the wrestlers that have died, so, I mean.
Bobby Blaze will be here in about 5-10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, remind me. I have your signed photo in the car for you, then.
Do I owe you a gift card?
Yeah, actually, well, you owe me for the sleeve that I put the.
You better send $10, bro. I'm not listening to that again.
Yeah, and if you could send $10 to our Patreon account, that'd be great. Patreon.com/chickenduck.
I've been noticing Bobby's likes to retweet the scantily clad women quite frequently on
oh,
Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, I see like a naked chick like pop up on my feed, and I'm like, "What is it?" I'm like, Bobby Blaze.
Yeah. Is it
got a whole lot of nothing going on down there? I'd say.
Is it like a retweet?
Yeah.
Or oh, okay,
yeah,
see,
yeah.
I mostly on my Twitter feed, I mute everybody's retweets.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So. I don't really see a lot of that shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. You don't use Twitter or any social media.
Really,
that's
I don't.
Why our podcast is lacking in listeners.
You don't have to use that stuff.
That's what it is. It's because Jim doesn't have a social media presence.
Well,
that's why we're not hugely successful and famous. You pinned it down.
I know.
Sorry.
Thanks
sorry,
for
Ryan.
Thanks
sorry,
for taking
Ryan.
The blame. You
John,
don't have
Sam,
to apologize.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
Sorry to bring you into
this.
I
thought this was going to launch
fucking
us.
Dumpster fire that it is.
Yeah, this is our
he tells me to get
stone.
On Twitter.
I don't know what he's been telling you.
All right. What else you want to know about Jamaica?
Not much, but you
can. I'd like to know if there was any drones.
There were a few drones this year, yeah.
Now, let me
but
get.
It was.
Let's rewind, because you didn't take your drone.
I did not.
Okay. You know your drone is indoor only.
What?
Yeah, I was reading about it after you gave us the model number.
Really?
Yeah. It's rated for indoor only. Huh? I'm sure you could fly it outdoors.
Well, I've already flown it outside, so.
But, yeah.
Did not know that.
I think I'm thinking
tiny.
About getting one.
It is a smaller one.
Yeah.
You know?
Thinking about getting one just so I can run it around the house.
We could have it hovering here
chase
to record
oh, yeah, that
our podcast.
Yeah, we'll record with the audio without the drone, and then we'll Just act like we're talking for an hour with the drone. What's that low whining over here? So, how much pot did you purchase and smoke down there? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know. He just
it really like didn't look very good.
No, it was actually well. It was a lot better than last year.
By their
year.
Standards.
I only found a very few seeds, very little, but it was definitely an indica because as soon as you smoked it, you wanted to go to sleep. I was like, fuck. So, but I had my pen, so all good.
So all was well.
All good. I got deathly ill one night.
Yeah, you did text
Thursday
that.
Night, they have like this grand buffet at the resort, and the sushi looked pretty good.
You don't do that. Ever.
Why would you risk the risk versus the reward? There just doesn't.
Well, see,
they have
like a Japanese sushi restaurant there at the resort. So,
dude, okay, that's acceptable. But the risk, i.e., you eating a piece of fish and then peeing out of your butthole for 3 days.
No, it wasn't only that.
Does not justify the reward there of eating some possibly decent sushi in Jamaica. Like, eat some fucking jerk chicken, smoke
Dude,
a joint,
I had
and
all
fucking
that.
Go about your business.
I had all that all week. Mutton, goat,
I didn't say eat
oxtail.
Goat. How was that?
Good.
Good oxtail.
Yeah,
like
good.
Oxtail soup?
No, just like
on
stewed
rice.
Oxtail. Mm. But there's always rice next. There's always rice next to that. Like,
I can see his face out of like
yeah,
from,
I'm peripheral. Just going back and forth.
The Jamaican dishes, like the oxtail and the mutton and all that shit, there was always a big thing of rice right next to it. And the only thing I don't like about like that stuff is they just take the meat and brew it or whatever in whatever sauce that they're going to do, like the curry or the jerk. And then they just take a big cleaver and just chop it all up.
Bone and
yeah. You're, I'm like, oh,
yeah, cartilage.
So you're pulling all kinds of bones and shit
out.
Put
it back together. Build your goat back up.
Yeah.
Were you in a resort? Or
yeah.
It's
a Hilton property. Jewel Paradise Cove, it's called.
Did you leave the resort?
Not this year, no.
Didn't you see Bigga?
He's there. They Island Gigs runs this thing for 4 weeks in a row.
Uh-huh.
And he's there all 4 weeks.
So he...
He, like, and I said to, like, Lucas and, I saw Lucas and his band the first day that they got there.
Yeah.
And they're like, I go, did you guys see Bigga? And they're like, who's that? I go, the guy that has the good weed. And Lucas goes, oh, we got it from some guy named Roy over there.
No. He's not a fucking Roy.
Roy's not the guy, Lucas. You gotta go see Bigga. But, yeah, he's just got this huge, like, backpack full of weed. And I said, I want $100 worth. And he's just like, okay. And he just takes a big handful out.
One hand. Puts it in. One giant Jamaican man's hand is worth.
Puts it in his bag.
That's
yeah,
about
puts it in. But, this guy's sitting there. Now, we're there all week, 5 days, right? This guy's sitting there when I go over to Bigga. Bigga goes, how much you want, man? He goes, $20. Like, what the fuck?
Roll that up into two big fucking joints and smoke them right there. Because the weed sucked last year.
Last year, yeah. And I said to him, you did something different this year. I said,
yeah, fucking Canada probably injected a ton of money into the island to fucking grow weed for him.
I said, it's a lot better this year. And he said, you have to think of it this way. This is the same stuff that I smoke. So I want it to be as best, as good as I can, and he grows it, so.
Well, what was he doing last year?
I don't know.
Slacking. You were getting his shitty stuff.
Probably.
Maybe you the stuff the tourists.
Yeah, probably.
You worked your way up. You came back.
Third year customer.
Something to be proud of.
You got a punch card or something like that?
Did you
got
give
the
him?
VIP card. Yeah. Now he gets what the dealer smokes.
Time out. Did he get a top? A pen top?
No, I didn't have any extra this year. So, the weed, let's see, got sick. they had, what's your, Sam,
this
you,
is
you,
funny.
You came in here.
I was wondering when if you, this is the
so
perfect time for you to jump in with
talking about. All right, so.
The greatest segue ever.
All right, so.
Weed got sick. Go ahead, Sam, take it away.
Now, I've smoked a couple handful of times in my life, not like
not handfuls at a time.
No, like Casey was just talking about. Yeah, so, you know, it's not really like my thing or whatever, but I've done it a few times, whatever. So New Year's Eve, I'm at a friend's house for a party, and, you know, I'm drinking. I've had a few drinks, whatever. And, you know, I'm not drunk. I'd probably be considered buzzed. Like, I could legally drive, probably, I would think. So we'll know that for sure in a little bit.
Laws have changed quite considerably, but go ahead.
So around comes a tray of cookies. And I believe they may have been made by a certain guest on this show.
Nice. Okay.
Okay. So, yeah. And anyway.
We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. I want to know.
But anyway, the cookies. Yes.
There it is.
Duh.
They come around and somebody's like goes right by me without even asking, and I'm like,
whoa!
And they're like, this is your name. I'm like, whoa! New year, new Sam. Well, you know, I'm tired of just sitting here and not enjoying this. You know what everybody else is like? Give me one of these.
Oh, you'll be tired of sitting there any minute.
So, again, I'm a little bit buzzed, but I do know, you know, obviously, like, these people that I see eating, I know fucking smoke all day, nonstop. So I'm like, all right, like, you know, I'm watching to see, like, can I eat this actual whole cookie? Do I have to, like, take a bite? I don't know. Nobody's giving me dosing instructions.
The answer is always no.
Well, just take a bite and wait.
Well, I'll tell you what, that didn't happen. So I eat this cookie, okay?
Where did you wake up the next day?
It doesn't matter where. It was just yesterday.
So I don't know how long it takes, but, like, the high starts to kick in, and it's fucking strong. So, but I'm feeling good. Like, I'm enjoying it, like, whatever. You know, I'm there. I mean, you can tell I'm, like, high as fuck, but whatever. It's good. It's good. It keeps going, whatever. As the time goes on, you know, this high is intensifying. But I'm also like, and I know, and I'm telling myself, listen, I know, you know, you get paranoid, whatever.
Start talking to yourself. You know.
I'm telling you.
That's how I always knew, like, when I took mushrooms, that's how I always knew when I was tripping. I'm like, I wonder if I'm high yet. Like, and I'm like, start looking at, like,
yes.
I don't know if I'm high yet. Hey, yeah. Once you start questioning yourself,
once you're talking to the wallpaper, yeah, you're high.
I'm fucking telling you that I had some type of allergic reaction to this stuff. Because, and I'll show you guys a picture in a second then. But so anyway, I, like, text my friend. I was like, it was like right after midnight. I was like, dude, I don't know if you mind. Like, I didn't drive there, so I was good there. But I was like, I don't know if you mind, like, taking me home. I am fucked up.
You were in the same building.
Go back to the allergic reaction. What happened?
So
you were in the same building, and you text him about taking you home.
It's a big house. I didn't know where it was. It was probably right there. But, like, yeah, it's high as fuck. So. Whatever.
Couch lock. Were you sitting?
No, I was standing. All so right. The allergic. So I get it, and I'm like,
allergic.
I'm like, take me. You know, if you take me home, or on the ride home, I was like, I said to him, I was like, dude, I was like, I don't know what the fuck this is. I was like, my eyes, like, feel like, and my breathing feel like I'm having, like, an asthma attack, like the same feeling I get in the spring from, like, pollen and allergies. So I was like, my
panicking.
Well, that's what, I don't know. So I'm like, I can't, you know, like, I'm not being able to get, like, a good breath. I was like, fuck it. I was like, he's like, well, you know, I'll take you home. I was like, fuck it. I was like, no, you're not taking me home. So I was like, I'll fucking, I won't wake up because I feel like I can't get a breath. Oh, dude, I couldn't breathe. So I asked the next day. He said,
oh, my God, call my parents.
No, so
drop me over the ER. Just try. Drop me over the ER.
Exactly.
You went to the ER.
Oh, no way.
This is fucking textbook, Sam.
So we're getting over there. Right before we get to the ER, he's like, dude, like, pull over. I don't want to ruin your car. I was like, I got to puke. So I puke. I get in there. I'm answering their questions, whatever.
You actually went
I couldn't breathe. I was like, I could not breathe.
At Reading Hospital.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm explaining to them, like, I'm like, yes, I said this, but I was like, I also, you know, do have asthma. I'm like, I can't fucking breathe.
Can we time out? Wait,
you're
a second.
Talking
just
to us.
Time out. Just 1 second. Yeah. I always look at the statistics on people who, like, jump out of fucking windows and show up at the hospital and say, like, I'm fucking freaking out. And they're like, why? And they're like, I ate too much weed. And I always
fucking wonder, like, who the fuck who would ever fucking get that high that they would go to the emergency room and tell somebody that they were high?
It's funny you say that about the breathing, because I just saw a meme the other day where it said, have you ever eaten so many edibles that you forget to breathe manually? Or that, no, that you have to switch your breathing to manual.
Sammy, I'm sorry.
No, that's good.
Continue, please. So wait, do you tell them that you ate the cookie?
Right. I tell them this.
God,
and, you know, I'm telling them, though, also, like, I understand, like, you know, what's going on. But I was like, I can't fucking breathe. So I did get oxygen, which was nice. And
what flavor was it?
So, and like I said, I wasn't, they were like, oh, well, how much did you have to drink? I'm like, not a lot. They're like, well, what's not a lot? They're like, tell me the number. I'm like, I don't count my fucking drinks. I'm like yelling at this guy. He was like, well, I think, you know, it's a combination of that many drinks. I'm like, there wasn't that many drinks. I'm like, so I get, they do a blood alcohol because.
Why are you yelling at him? He was just working and doing his job, and you showed up after eating a fucking cookie, and now you're yelling at this poor man.
Yeah. Why is he asking specific questions on how many drinks I had? Who counts their drinks? So anyway, I was a .06, which is like three drinks.
Yeah,
so
it's under the legal limit.
Yeah, so I wasn't drunk. Like I was telling you, I'm like, listen, I'm not drunk. It's the weed. Like. So anyway, you found the picture.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's the worst one. I was. Trying
I don't
to find
think it is.
Phone.
I was trying to. I could tell you were trying to find it.
So
but,
like, remember I said I couldn't. Like my eyes felt like they were swelling. So this is me, the next morning, like 14 hours. Look how swollen my eyes are.
Oh my! God.
And that's 14 hours.
I
later.
I could open my eye. 14 hours later.
That
my
was
eyes.
All you could
Holy
open
shit.
Your eyes.
That's all I could open my eyes. And I was telling them in the emergency room they didn't want to listen. I was like, I have allergies. I'm like. My eyes, I feel fucking weird. Like, I've, like, rubbed them in grass if there was mowed. Like, not not that grass, but, like, that actual grass that I'm allergic to.
Yeah.
And, like, they're like, no, you know. And, yes, I know I'm super high, but I'm also, I'm telling you, like, my eyes are fucked up. Like,
so I get that same thing
yeah.
if I handle any kind of vegetables or pollen or anything and immediately start. Seriously. That's why
vegetables.
That's why I stay away from vegetables. No, if I'm like slicing potatoes, if I have to peel potatoes, if I wash the potato and then before I wash my hands, touch my face, whatever I touch, I'll break out. But I can eat those, like I can eat the potatoes. Same thing with apples. Same thing with
apples kill me. Yeah,
but like my eyes will look like that for 20 minutes and then they'll go away. The roof of my mouth will itch like crazy.
Yeah,
then
the
it'll
roof
go
of my
away.
Mouth. But this was
but
like
Jesus
eyes and breathing.
Christ.
So
I've never.
Dude, the next
Sam,
day.
I asked
somebody and I was like, you know, I'm not in this normal world of weed smoking. Like, they're like, no, your eyes don't look like that. Like the squintiness, but not the swollen.
Yeah, it looks like you were attacked. Yeah. It does.
It was like, it looks like you're in some sort of like almost a fight or something. Like how much your eyes are swollen. I was like, I don't know. So they gave me a breathing treatment. I was out. For like probably 90 minutes after this treatment, I got up. They're like, "How do you feel?" I'm like, "I want to go get out of here." They're like, "All right, like you can go home. Like as long as you're not driving." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm not." And went home, slept for like 9 hours, woke up, and then that's when I looked. I was like, I woke up and I'm like, I try to like, and I have like a half vision out of each eye. I'm like, fuck. I get my cell phone. I take a picture of myself. That was that picture. I'm like, I can barely see. That's when I sent a picture. I was like, all right. I was like, this at least makes you feel a little bit better. I know it was the idiot that went to the fucking ER because he was high. But I was like, I also had some type of odd reaction to ingesting weed. But I've never when I smoked it. Never
maybe,
had
maybe you were allergic. Maybe there were peanuts or something in the cookie.
Yeah.
You're allergic to peanuts?
No. But that shit.
Still good?
Yeah, I'm just joking.
Shit was high.
You always start small, Sam.
Yeah.
Always start small.
I mean, nobody was there to coach me.
That's the problem. We started small 20 years ago, so now it's just like, I don't know.
Know I don't smoke, and nobody tells me, oh, just take a bite.
Yeah.
I'm fat. I'm going to eat the whole thing.
See, like, I'll take a smaller dosage of an edible to go to help me sleep at night because I can't sleep at night. So, but if I have to get up, to go to the bathroom or something, like my eyes feel so fucking heavy that like it almost feels like you can't open them, you know, because you're that fucking high.
Yeah.
But
like they're dried out and like you can't even lift them up. Yeah,
just want to go back to sleep.
Felt awesome for like an hour, though.
Yeah.
I even said after, I was like, oh, this is why people are doing this shit all the time. I was like, it's like I ain't even fucking here.
Yeah, I've never experienced the rest of that story.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
sucks, buddy.
That's the last edible I think I'm having.
Yeah.
Maybe you got to get back on the horse.
Maybe
man.
Don't eat the whole damn thing next time.
Start small. So you can dose me properly, maybe.
Yeah. Find out what, yeah.
Before,
eating anything at like that at a party like that's a terrible idea. I mean, because people...
Yeah. And did you continue to drink after that at all?
No. Once I was like, whew,
yeah,
I'm
that's
good.
The other thing. That's a good way to get the spins real fast. Eating one of those and then drinking a bunch of booze.
I lost my puke streak that night, too. I hadn't puked in 8 or 9 years, and that ended the streak.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the sushi fucking broke my puke streak. Barbara said in the 4 years we've been together, she's never heard me get sick at all.
Really?
And it was fucking... I said at the Government Mule, they were still playing. Like I was like, and I thought it might have just been the weed because I felt tired. You know what I mean? I was like, I just want to go lay down for a little bit. Do you mind? Well, we went back and both passed out. Well, at 1:30, I fucking woke up. I was like, oh shit! I fucking had to go right to the bathroom.
That sucks.
Yeah.
How long did that last? Like
until
the
like
trip?
No, just till like 6 or 7 in the morning, and then I just laid in bed for a while. And I didn't eat until like 6 that night.
Okay.
And I said, there's like this pizza restaurant there, and we went, that's what we had the next day, and I said, we should have just been eating here the whole fucking week.
Safe, man. Play it safe. That's why, like, when we went on our honeymoon, we went to what's the place? Dominican Republic. Punta Cana. That's the one. Stayed in a resort, and everything was great. I thought the food was great. Like, the third day, we got the worst sunburn ever, and then she was, like, sick. So it really fucking ruins your entire experience because, like, we sat. I mean, it wasn't terrible because I was all kinds of. I mean, it was free booze. I could literally walk 40 steps and get a jug like this size filled up with Jameson for free, and then walk back to my hotel room and hang out with my wife, who was just hurling like nonstop. I watched most of the entire. Like run of Seinfeld was on TV.
Nice. Awesome. So you would get, I was just talking about the streak because Jerry had a pink streak too. Yeah.
The black and white cookie.
Yeah, man. It was great. The one morning I woke up and didn't remember really what happened, but then there was about that much liquid in my coffee mug. Like I had one of those nice aluminum coffee mugs that I walked around with. It was still full of Jameson at like 9:30 in the morning. Ooh, I poured that out. It was just straight Jameson, just right there, like probably about a cup of it. Sorry,
it's so gross.
Yeah, it's free.
So good.
Well, that's the thing that like kind of sucks about the all inclusive stuff for us because Barbara and I don't drink. I had one cranberry and vodka all week. Like I asked for a drink the one night when we were at the concert, and they put that much fucking alcohol in it that it's like. I don't want to fucking drink this. You know what I mean? It's all alcohol. I'm not an alcoholic like you. Glasses of Jameson.
Yeah, whatever. Do you have any?
So that's the only like kind of thing that you know you pay for the all the free booze and all that shit.
Well, they don't have like bracelets or anything.
No,
that's stupid. Because I don't think you had to buy the booze. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
You need to be all-inclusive with weed.
There you go.
Price point for that.
There's that in Colorado. There's they take you around all day. I don't know what the fuck
you see. Mike Tyson's opening something like that in California.
No, I didn't.
Tyson Ranch. Going to be open in 2022.
Who's his business partner? I did see something about that. Steve-O?
No, he was on his podcast. Mike Tyson has a podcast, too.
Jesus.
Hot boxing.
Yeah, everybody has a podcast. Right? Yeah. Ron Burgundy podcast.
Speaking of podcasts, you guys have a podcast, The Wrestling Dorks.
That's what you're doing here.
Wow. We didn't
Sorry,
expect.
We were talking about nonsense this whole time.
Good.
How's it going?
Emergency room trips.
Besides your self-medication.
I like that story wasn't good enough for our show. it was too good for our show.
Because
if we go too long without talking about wrestling, then our fans, both of them, tune out.
Well, at least they give you any feedback whatsoever.
No, we get a lot of feedback.
Only about what people want in their loot boxes.
Yeah, actually, Kyle just texted me and said, how about playing Greta Van Fleet at the end of the next
Kyle
episode?
Kyle is almost on the show. Like, he doesn't get to... Yeah. I mean, whatever.
I swear, like, it was like 5 minutes ago. That was one text I got.
Was he asking to be on this week again?
No, he just asked... Who was there besides him this week?
He's like a jealous girlfriend.
Who's that?
You're seeing somebody without me.
Is this Jeff's seat I'm in right now?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hi, Jeff.
Ooh. So, Lonnie, tell us a little bit about your podcast, The Wrestling Dorks.
Oh, well, we've been doing it, what, 3 years, man? I think as long as you guys. How long have you been doing yours?
A little over 2 years.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think we're about to hit three.
We were just talking about episode numbering. So you guys were talking
in the
beginning.
Yeah,
a little behind the game, aren't you?
Well, I was numbering them, but then I was also putting the date.
Out
it's,
loud?
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, how do you guys do
sometimes we would say episode number. The problem is we did so many on our own, and then we did a bunch with Tapped Out, and now we're back on our own. So I felt like numbering them or whatever was stupid. So what I did is I went through and just put seasons. Like season one was when we were on our own. Season two was with Tapped Out, and now season three is our new shit. So are this... So this week will be season three, number five.
We're still doing our
own
shit.
You fucked that up a long time ago.
But I do steal from you guys too. Look, I'm gonna title each one with like the general stupid theme, and they're all none of them are wrestling related. By the way, all the themes that I put on there, it's always like
something with our title this week. I already have it picked out. Something I remember it. Something you said during your story. So I just can't remember what it was.
Yeah. Skamuts. What? What happened with the network? I need to know.
They wanted us to completely overhaul our show.
Why? Why? What does it matter to them?
So they wanted us to start doing like, what the hell was it? I don't even remember now. I remember having like a really...
I don't know. You sent me 4,000 texts about it. Yeah. How the fuck do you remember?
It's just... They wanted us to do... Yeah, really.
More talk about wrestling and no more.
Yeah,
no,
well,
like,
that was
bullshit.
The thing. Yeah, it was...
Were you
monetarily,
like, obligated to do anything? Like,
The only thing was they were paying for all of our hosting fees. So we weren't paying anything.
It's like fucking $100 a year.
I know. No,
big money in podcast land.
Just need a fucking, you need one Patreon.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's one more than we have.
Yeah.
Just do what we do.
Yeah. To go from zero to one. Oh my God. But I mean like, and also there were times where if we needed a piece of equipment, it would show up in the mail. You know, I mean, if I went to him and I was like, oh, man, we need a new whatever, he would just send us that shit. So, yeah. So you have that.
Yeah, I got one.
But so.
Yeah, I wanted to say something, too. As I sent you guys $15 to get a microphone, I didn't mean for you to give Jen's microphone stand to Sam and for her to not have one.
Yeah, now she doesn't have it. Well, because there's nowhere in that like space that we do it. I got to try to figure this out. I know
he runs the show. I'm just the talent.
That's why we have no listeners. Because
I bring the listeners. You know, you're supposed to take care of all the technical.
I don't know.
Stuff.
I did see that you and Pamela were flirting a little bit on Twitter.
Yeah, one of our we got to come up with a name for like our groupies.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
We have a groupie. Yeah,
she's we have one
from like another country,
England.
Right?
Yeah.
Why don't you just call her by her name until you get a second groupie? Like, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
She's just a grouper right now.
But yeah, she gets up and watches us every week, and which is what, like 3 a.m. her time or something, Sam? It's fucking crazy.
She loves the show.
Yeah, apparently the show is great. But
maybe she'll listen to our show now that you guys are on here.
But yeah, man, Tapped Out, they wanted us to completely change our show, and they didn't like that we didn't talk about wrestling. So
I mean, we talk about wrestling.
Seriously,
their thing
like 50-50.
Is they keep thinking that at some point they are going to make money, and they probably will without us now that we're gone.
That's
because
the way,
they do get a lot of really good interviews, a lot of up-and-coming guys. You know, my guy here doesn't, you know, get us any interviews, so it's, you know, it's just...
What possible fucking monetary, like, what revenue could there be?
Well, once you get so many, like, hits and downloads, you can start monetizing your podcast.
I understand how it actually works. I'm just saying, realistically speaking here, we've been at this for 2.5 years. I mean, we don't really try very hard.
Well, that's...
But I'd imagine if we tried very hard...
No. You don't try very hard.
That's what I say every fucking week. Every
honestly,
fucking week.
Around.
This why don't you guys get together?
Yeah.
You guys get together and give each other a fucking circle jerk and get both of us taken care of.
Every week he shows up at my place and there's like I'm printing out list of shit to talk about.
Yeah, and he can't stay on topic anyway, so it's kind of pointless.
See, there's your first problem. Don't have topics.
to stay on here.
Yeah.
Just can go anywhere, which I like. Yeah. But
get an angry guest in just about every week. We got Jeff.
See, we don't have guests either.
And then we keep him out a week, and then he's going to get really fucked.
Next week will be really
He's going to be headhunting everybody.
Oh, he's not coming next week either, because we have two guests next week, too.
Yeah. I think we should let him sit here and just...
Oh, no, because he gets mad.
No mic. No mic. Just give him
no mic.
You were here for the Bobby Blaze when he fucking threw his headphones down. He was so fucking upset. He doesn't like that stuff.
So funny. He told us no more Collins.
I'm just here for the laugh track.
That's right. And Loot Crate.
And Loot Crate, yep.
Big wrestling day today. I know by the time this is out, it'll have already happened.
That was last week, Sam. The Royal Rumble was last week.
What was it? I didn't listen to that episode.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Once this comes out, the Royal Rumble would have been last week.
Yeah, so I'll spoil the winner. No. Which it won't be a spoiler when it comes out, but... are you going to watch, or did you watch?
No.
Yeah, how do you do this?
See?
We're so used to the live show now.
I'm telling you, man, it's fucking impossible. You can't keep up with it.
Yeah. Speaking of that, like, now we're doing Twitch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I try to tune in on Tuesdays, but, I don't always, but I try to. But I wanted to ask you about that. How come you do, like, a live Twitch show, but you don't add that, or do you add that Twitch show to the... the podcast once
we
put it out?
Basically now I just hit the record button and just release what we put up on Twitch as the podcast.
Okay.
And then we put the replay of the full video up on our YouTube channel too. And I've been breaking it down into like clips. So yeah, trying to do that.
I've been trying to go on YouTube for a while. Live.
For you, the listeners of Saturdays with Chicken Duck, Hotels.com is offering $30 off select hotel stays of $250 or more when you go to usehotels.com/chickenduck and you use code LISTEN30. With Hotels.com, you can get rewarded basically everywhere, from seaside cabins in Portland to tree houses in Thailand to five-star resorts in Mexico. Hotels.com has all the options you're searching for in one place. And for every 10 nights you stay, you get one free that you can use to do you at endless properties. Hotel.com's deals come with access to instant savings too. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded. Free nights don't include taxes and fees. Again, you can save $30 off selected hotel stays of $250 or more when you go to usehotels.com/chickenduck and you use code LISTEN30.
All right, so back to you guys. Why did you guys start a wrestling podcast? What was the... I know you've always been a lifelong wrestling fan, Sam.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we worked at Wells Fargo, and it was just something to be able to hang out a little bit outside work and just to, like, you know, I was doing some creative outlet, you know, for the newspaper, and this guy was being just soul-sucked without any creative outlet, so he wanted to do something, so we, you know, just started the podcast. And then from there, just somehow we're still doing it.
Yeah. I don't know why. Sometimes I say to myself or to him, I'm like, why the fuck are we still doing this shit?
Every Saturday night?
Every week I'm like, do I want to? Like, you have to get yourself up to do it sometimes.
This is why we're not good. See, he never told me that. You know, I come in full energy. And,
bullshit.
He's over there.
Falls asleep.
He come over there. I don't fall asleep. If you watched last episode, Jen was sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, well, she can sleep. I don't care. You're the
I'm
talent.
I'm banging her. She can sleep.
She can do whatever she wants.
Listen, I bring all the
ideas. You guys do record pretty late.
We do.
Exactly.
Where do you record?
Well, we have to accommodate Mr. Family Man here at 9:30 at night, you know.
It doesn't have to be 9:30, but we try to get it to the Raw and SmackDown have already happened. So we're trying to
It's tough
catch that, like, the week of wrestling. So it's, you know, we couldn't do it Tuesday at 5.
Your show actually seems like it has a cohesive theme.
Why not just do it like on a Wednesday at 5?
Because we have the fucking kids on Wednesday nights. If I were to have a basement like this where we could record in the basement, but right now it's just full of shit, so...
$600 a week?
Or if this guy
a week.
You got a nice little studio here for rent.
Tough, brother.
Well, yeah, when you get your place, then I'll be coming over Wednesday.
The red light, red traffic light will be ready by that
time. You're like, no.
That'll end the podcast once I, you know. But no, I mean, I bring the ideas to our podcast. Like, so what happens is
according to John's face, that
I know,
is
I do. Literally,
true.
Like, I'm like, hey, I tell the network, let's get a Patreon. They're like, no, like, we think that's tacky. A month later, well, like, we're starting Patreon. Yeah. Like, let's do this hardcore. We start Twitch. That network that we were on was like, they started Twitch after that, but they wanted us off. That was one of the things.
That was another reason we
so
had to
like,
leave them.
We started doing Twitch. They sent us a message to say, we don't want you on Twitch. We just want to be on Twitch.
And then what? Put your show on their Twitch channel or what?
No, just the podcast.
Yeah,
regular
they
podcast.
Wanted to have it. We were doing Twitch for a couple of weeks, and then I got a message that said that they were going to start putting their flagship show, is what they call it, on Twitch every week live. And then we would just be recording on a Sunday and put out some bullshit episode to accompany, like just to have other content. And it's like, yeah, it's just, yeah.
So, now we're putting out our own bullshit episodes.
Yeah.
How do you guys do the intro? Do you say the number or do you just say...
Nothing.
Ever, I think we
not
say nothing.
To their show?
Yeah, I listen to it. But he, dude, I suppose.
Yeah, we don't say the number.
It starts with "We're back" almost every time.
Pretty much.
And then introduces.
We do the introductions.
The talker of talking.
Yeah, yes. The talker of talking.
Where'd you come up with that at?
I think he came up with that.
Yeah, just
or maybe I did one time in a fit of rage. I meant to say something else, and I said, "I'm the talker of talking." Like,
that sounds about right. Yeah,
that's what it was.
Yeah, but no, we don't. I don't think we say the number. And I think I'm just gonna start putting, like I said, just. Sorry.
Don't mind our gremlin. Over there, perched up and blowing smoke out of his nose.
But yeah, so I mean, we've been at this 3 years.
I don't know. The fun part for me is the Twitch part. I don't know. And it's surprisingly easy to get monetized on Twitch. We're not yet. But
but it's really
easy. I was looking at the requirements.
Everybody's telling me.
Really, I was looking at the requirements, and it's not that hard. So you just have to have so many people chatting per week or so many people actually watching. And we meet so many people watching. You don't need a lot.
Really?
Like five.
Two will do it.
Yeah, seriously. If you get an average of over five people watching each of your episodes, and then you get
Jeff, you're going to have to stay home with your boys and get on Twitch.
Guess what's coming?
It's tough because Twitch is more of a video game watching platform still considered. So I don't know. I'd be interested to see, like, you know, how many people we could actually get that listen to and our podcast listeners, probably because we were on the network for so long. Who knows? Have they been able to find us? Because we had issues getting listed on iTunes again. So everybody that's listening to this podcast that enjoys some wrestling and some other stupid bullshit talk about life,
bullshit talk,
you can find us on iTunes at Wrestling Dorks.
Yeah,
and a bunch of other platforms.
Yeah, tons of them. But yeah, we had a hell of a time getting back onto iTunes. It was something about reactivating the account, the old account that we had, so I could have all the
that RSS feed. Shit,
yeah,
all that.
It was a pain in the ass, and then iTunes had to approve us, and
how do you find us on Twitch, by the way?
It's twitch.tv/wrestling_dork.
Somehow on iTunes we don't have the explicit E next to our, I don't know how we got by with
oh shit.
I don't know how that happened.
Fucking loot crate.
Yeah, I had to go through them. I was actually listening to all the episodes the other day just to put the titles on, and I'm like, I had to put explicit for all of them. So I just set our default to explicit now.
Yeah,
so and not doing it by episode.
Huh. Yeah, I'll have to look into that.
He said he said it.
Yeah. You caught that, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Me, too.
So somehow we don't have that, but if you look into that.
We're not
that,
sure why it wasn't set up like that default.
If you want to contact iTunes and see what happens.
I do like your setup here, though. I like it. This is like exactly kind of what I want to have.
A nice table, right?
Yeah, just the table with mics. Like, seriously. I mean,
I think
seen
this
them.
All happened on the fly.
Well, we were on that table for a year. We were in the next room for a little while.
We were upstairs. We started upstairs.
On a poker table. Was the poker table still here?
I don't remember. Then we moved over there in that room. On that table, then J.C. Penney went out of business, and
that was recent.
No, who went? Bonton.
Yeah,
they got this at the Bonton.
Oh,
this
okay.
was a display table.
Yeah, you get to the very end.
Oh, I like all the wires.
$50,
I was
baby.
Gonna say because at the beginning, they had this shit up and they wanted like $600.
Yeah,
yeah,
yep. Yeah. Crazy. We went on the very last day. I think I might have paid $60 for it. And then the microphones are kind of a pain in the ass, like over here. So Jim got his drill out, and we
that's
put some holes in it.
Probably going to steal that idea, too, when it comes
took us
time.
A while to get this down. And remember, we had Danny here. Danny
yeah,
and Uncle was our
right.
guest that day.
Yeah,
okay. Door off, and the fucking the railing had to come off. Yeah.
Actually had to take the table apart, didn't you? And then put it back together.
Sure did, Ryan.
So I listen to this podcast. I won't lie and say I've listened to every episode, but I listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never listened to any of them.
I don't listen to any of ours. I don't like. I don't.
How
either.
Mad you got when I said that?
I don't like to hear
my. It drives
my
me nuts that he doesn't listen.
But I like this because basically, if I go, I'm driving somewhere. I throw this on. I feel like I'm in the conversation. I just drive, right. And it's like somebody's sitting in the other seat, and I'm just listening to the stories I tell. So I think this is like the perfect podcast for if you have to drive anywhere more than like 30 minutes, you throw it in. And
under 30 minutes, it's just stupid. Fucking irritating.
Have you skipped the intro?
Oh, it's funny. Well, thanks, Sam. It's good to have you guys here. I'm glad you got your name back.
Yes.
I was very upset
about
the
dorks again. Yeah. What the hell? Oh, yeah, we were the Gorilla Press.
I just
yeah, our show, we were the wrestling dorks, but our show is the Gorilla Press, and now we can't have that
yeah,
name.
Yeah, that didn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I'd be like anybody. That we still have a network, right?
We are on the No Phony Podcast Network.
But, like, they don't tell us what to do.
No.
And if they did, I'd be like... Sorry.
That's pretty much what we did. We were given like free reign.
No. Is that an option?
We love you, Jay. Jay listens all the time. He's the leader of the No Phony Podcast Network.
Nice.
How's
that? Try to get you guys to come on over to the network.
What's that doing for you?
I mean, we read a couple retweets here now. I think Jay gives us $1. He's one of our Patreons.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Right. It might be worth it then.
Are we back on Patreon?
We're on there, but we don't promote it. Cause
you see?
I was giving you guys $1. And
yeah,
then
yeah.
You got shut down.
Yeah.
We had to shut what down the Patreon feed.
My socks on, man.
I'm getting attacked by snakes.
It's fucking cold in there. Not used to this cold weather.
Crawling up your legs.
Jamaican, man.
No tan, though.
Yeah, you got a tan.
No, your cheeks are red.
Okay. Show the inside of your forearm. That's the only part that doesn't tan.
It's like a ghost, bro.
A ghost.
Dude, you
get
are
the fuck out of here.
Powder.
It was I'm cloudy. The fuck you want to tell you? Yeah. I was in the shade most of the time.
Were you able to just
smoke anywhere you want?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right here. Just boom.
Boom.
Right at the bar.
Yeah.
With the bar.
I had my pen at the fucking restaurant table.
Not your pen. I mean like a big joint.
Oh, you probably couldn't smoke the joint in the restaurant, but step outside.
Where's your joint section? Will that be a joint? No joint section.
All right, let's get back into Jamaica a little bit.
Let's do it.
The first day we're there for we go to the buffet all the time because the first year we went to the one Italian restaurant that they had, and my appetizer was about the size of a dime.
Yeah.
And I was like, after that, we were like, well, let's just go to the buffet.
But it's
anyway.
Free.
Isn't it free?
Yeah, it's free, but.
You say, I'll have another appetizer?
Uh-huh. You can say that three times.
Yeah.
Like any, yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. Keep going.
So we go to the buffet, okay? And they have like iced tea already like pre-made. But this Jamaican guy comes over. He's like, I made this tea special for you, man. It's my favorite, you know. And she sits down and she goes, did you taste the tea yet? I'm like, no, why? She goes, just taste it. Tons of cinnamon in the iced tea. And he comes over. He's like, oh, you like that, man? I was like, you know, gave him the thumbs up. And as soon as like another waiter came over, I was like, hey, come here. So I had to get somebody else. Like, I paid this Renee that I found. She was one of the waitresses there. I gave her $5, like, every time to get me a fucking iced tea because she was the only one that could. Every time that I told someone not to get me cinnamon in my tea, there was cinnamon in my tea.
Is that like
what?
Thing there?
Except for.
What the hell are you talking about? You're in a free all-inclusive resort and you're paying a woman $5 for a tea.
Yeah.
You need a fucking head check, dude.
We still got a tip.
Yeah, you don't fuck it. They work. They bust their ass. They get paid shit. You know how much one American dollar is worth in Jamaica?
tell me.
$129 Jamaican.
So they don't need to
really
work. Yeah. They just need to find a couple dollars and they're in good shape.
They bust their fucking ass there. And if you give them $5, they'll be your fucking friend for the whole week.
So you're buying them. Way to go. Way to ride that podium. Enjoy your slavery. Anyway, back to Renee.
That's messed up.
What do you mean back to Renee? Well, she got me a good fucking tea. I gave her
money. $5 a shot.
Like every three teas, I'd give her $5.
No, that's not what you just said. I'm just clarifying for the listeners.
I know. It's not what
you did say every time.
$5 Jamaican or $5 American?
Just fucking stay quiet over there, Ryan.
$5 Jamaican or $5 American?
American.
So you made her like
that's like $5,000 Jamaican dollars.
Does she still work there? Or did she buy the place?
You don't give them. You don't fucking
She's
transfer.
She's now an owner.
It's stupid for you
did
to transfer.
Did she buy her freedom?
It's stupid for you to transfer your money to Jamaican.
Why?
Because it's not worth as much.
But you're in.
Wouldn't it be worth the same?
Yeah. I mean, it's.
What?
No. It's the equivalent
what?
In Jamaica.
I don't fucking know.
This is
why I want to get high.
We need to hear this is something we should have Roper here for. I'm pretty sure we'd be arguing about it. Because it's the same.
That was one of my favorite episodes.
It's a ton of feathers and a ton of steel. Which one's heavier? Which one?
Neither.
Okay.
It's like when I was in Canada. I transferred
my.
In I went to school in Canada.
Oh yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
What school?
Sorry, I blew up.
What school?
What was it called? Mobile Dynamics. Oh. Yeah.
Wiring.
Yeah. Henry and I went to school.
So
stayed there.
Cool.
What about it?
So I transferred my American dollars to loonies and toonies, and it was the same. It's just in Canadian. It was still $5 if I was holding $5.
Loonies and toonies.
Yep.
That's what they're called.
The That's what they're called.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Loonies and toonies.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't watching cartoons. That was funny.
Since the NATC came in and changed everything up.
Was that before or after your trip to China? Were you in China? Japan.
I was in both places, but
the triads,
at different times. They are out there.
The Kuzas.
That was the only thing I could think of for the title. And I listened to the episode yesterday, and that's like a 3-minute long story.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh. Maybe 5.
Ah, wow. It's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow, yeah, now you're right.
So, what?
He just looked up the Jamaican dollar.
One Jamaican dollar.
So, can you bring
it's
up...
worth 131. I'm sorry. One American dollar is worth 131.
See, it changed
dollars.
Since I've been there already. It's always fluctuating. That's why you don't change.
I understand how international...
That's why you don't... That's why you don't change your fucking money. Because it's always... Because if you go back then and you want to get your American money back, and it's not worth it. When you... What if the Jamaican dollar went down?
What if it went up?
It's like gambling in the stock market.
Mm.
Can you pull up...
If only there were an app.
Can you pull up the thing that Jeff had up last week?
Twitch.
The
Discord.
No.
Come on. No, just pull it up. I can put a picture on there everybody has to see.
What is it?
It's a guy from the airplane the other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I shine your shoes?
No, that was at the airport.
Can I shine your shoes?
That will never be heard because we sat here for an hour and 45 minutes and had some of the best conversations. And then when we're finished, Jimmy said, oh, none of that recorded.
We've done that a few times.
We've done that, yeah.
And that was his fault. So
Yeah, it does happen.
Record even.
It does happen.
So I put a picture on, I don't know if we can bring it up or not, but I put
it's coming, bub.
Picture up on our Discord the other day.
When's John getting us the TV?
When we invite him back.
Oh.
John Madera night.
Yeah.
So.
Johnny M.
Yeah, Johnny M. Coming home from Jamaica. Oh,
Jeff had some good stuff, too. Oh, man.
Coming home from Jamaica the other
Where's
day. Last week. It should be all the way at the bottom. Is it in the WTF thing?
Uh-uh.
I don't know. I'll just show you the picture of him.
I'll just, yeah.
So. In Jamaica, when you come home, you have to go through all kinds of shit, customs, all this shit. And
anywhere.
Yeah, from any other country. Yeah, not from going to fucking Oklahoma to here.
Yeah, we got it. Go ahead. Jesus Christ.
So,
for anybody who's never traveled before.
Well, I've never been on a plane.
Oh,
so you think he's been out of the country? Oh, sorry. Yeah, he's been to Canada and Japan by boat.
Are you in for a fucking treat?
Well, I was part of a secret organization. I never had to go through customs.
I know.
Can you Facebook me the picture?
Yeah. So you come through security, and then you get to your gate, and then that's when they decide to pull you for like a random screening, not at the security checkpoint, right? So they pulled like 8 people before getting on the plane, and the one guy was right in front of me in first class, mm-hmm. and he was super pissed.
So that was the first. That was in first class.
Yeah. So he was super pissed because he was like, he didn't get the board first, you know what I mean? And he got pulled. And he comes on the plane and he's like, he throws his overhead luggage into the overhead bin. And I just sent it to you. And then he fucking slams the overhead door so hard that you could actually hear the hinge break. And the fucking door is then just hanging there.
Oh my God.
So, all right, our plane was already delayed like 20 minutes because of the shutdown shit, right? Mm. And they busted their ass to get everybody off of the plane and then onto the plane. You know, they cleaned it. They had like 8 fucking Jamaicans there cleaning the plane. Like,
whoa.
8 Jamaicans there cleaning the plane. And so they rushed us, you know, they got everybody on the plane. This guy wasn't late. You know, we still would have been taking off on the first delay time, right? So then he fucking slams that, and then our plane was delayed for...
Still not here. Don't look. It's not here yet. I don't know what he's doing.
I sent it to your phone. Sorry.
Thanks.
Clearly said Facebook, right?
Why would you show everybody on my phone when you have your phone? Bigger screen.
Yeah, pass 2 phones around. It goes quicker.
Hold on.
Do me a favor and send that to my mom and ask her to send it to Barbara and then have her send it to me.
Sir, here. Man. Here it comes.
Jeez. Loot crate.
So there's the fucking asshole. So he slams the fucking thing.
He looks like
and then they pull him off of the plane and talk to him. And he comes back on and he goes, I guess I'm the fucking asshole. Right? And then he sits down. And then maintenance comes on, and then we had another hour and a half delay
because of this. We
have to repair that, right?
Yeah, they
can't take off.
Yeah, yep. Because it was the very first bin on the plane, which is where's all their emergency shit. So it had to be fixed. So they had to take a hinge off of another door, rearrange all the baggage, put that hinge on the front door, and then they duct taped this door shut.
This fucking guy had been so pissed. Yeah. He's lucky he didn't get killed.
Because that guy is the asshole.
Yeah. So, you see the guy sitting there behind him, right there, the older gentleman? Nicest looking guy, you know, nicest older guy. Barbara said she's never heard the word fuck used so many different ways. Like, he was like, oh, great. Now we're fucking stuck here. And then this old lady behind us, she goes, thanks for snapping that to the guy, like when he's standing there. And then
so did they kick him off the flight? No.
No.
He's lucky he got to still.
Wow. They took him
off and gave him a stern talking.
This is why everybody hates Americans. They probably think like so like.
He came back on and he was actually fucking crying then. And when he was standing there, he was crying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, poor baby.
I hope he's a listener.
Dude, and well, I wanted to put a sticker. I was going to put a sticker on his hat, but. So,
well, we'll all shed a single tear for you tonight, sir.
Should use the sticker to keep the
the hinge. Yeah. Barbara was like,
don't say anything. Do not say. But I thought I was going to have to save that older guy from that dude beating the shit out of him because he kept saying like, you know, how pissed off he was. Right. He wasn't, you know.
I bet Jeff would have said something.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But the
Where
only
was
thing
sitting?
Directly in front of Barbara. Like, you see that seat
so
that
you
he has his
just,
hand on?
You got to just.
Yeah. When we got our meal, I took the towel and I fucking wrapped it up.
I was so in case I have to fucking put
it around his neck.
Go on.
So, yeah, but the only thing that I did say that he could hear is I said, boy, that really sucks for everybody that has to make their connections because not everybody was just going to Philly, you know what I mean? And he fucked so many people out of missing their because so many people missed their connections.
Did he apologize to anybody?
Nope.
What's a connection?
Get a hotel room.
Did you hear what he just said?
What?
What's a connection?
Yeah.
There's a plane and then another plane.
And they connect in the air.
Yep.
You walk.
Oh,
through.
like I've seen in movies when they refuel.
Yeah, you have to walk from wing to wing.
They shoot a tunnel down and you walk up the steps in midair.
Yep.
I would love to do that.
Did you get your, what were we working on the other day? You were restarting your router?
Oh, yeah. Did you get that to work?
Yeah. You sent that. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I got it.
Did you? Because it was just a fucking picture and you were trying to watch it like a video.
I know.
So what did you do to make it work out of curiosity?
Oh, I just opened up YouTube and typed it in and searched it.
Good.
I told Casey, I said, this is going to be funny. And then I sent that.
Good work, everybody.
Yep. Yeah. In Jamaica at the concert, every year we see all these different people, and we try not to talk to too many people, but we always give people like different names. This one lady we call Hands because of the way she dances. She's like always doing this. You know? So her name is Hands for the week. And this one dude that I always see walking, I just started calling him Scott. Right?
Like you thought he was a Scott?
Yeah, I thought he looked like a Scott. So every time we'd see him, I go, well, there goes Scott. So when I see Matt Apst, the drummer for Government Mule, in the lobby, and I walk over to him to ask for my picture, Scott is walking by, right? So I go, hey, Scott. I go, you take my picture here with Matt? He goes, I'll take your picture, but my name's John.
No, it's not. It's Scott.
You could be Scott for a minute.
Yeah. So I thought that
is it
was
the same bands every year at this thing?
Government Mule is always like the main band, and then they have different bands play like throughout the week with them.
Okay.
It's the same four songs every year.
No, well, actually, that was one of the big disappointing things for a lot of people with Lucas is.
Lupus?
Lucas?
Oh, I thought you said the people with lupus.
No.
I'd hate for those people that were there with lupus to be disappointed. Go ahead.
He played pretty much the same songs every night that he was there. So that was
the same people.
Disappointing. For the same people, yeah. Like this, like everybody.
You should have not introduced him to Bigga. He's probably like, fuck it, man. Let's just smoke some more of that good weed.
And like he played like Government Mule's like a bluesy like rock band, you know, Allman Brothers type, and like heavy, you know. They have some ballads here and there, but mostly like it's, you know, older guys that want to fucking go rock. Well, mm-hmm. Lucas wrote a bunch of the music with Lady Gaga for the movie Star Is Born, and he's playing like that shit. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, yeah. Not for that crowd.
Yeah. So that got a lot of, frowns, I guess, from people. They didn't like that. But
Sorry, buddy.
I'm still trying to figure out the connection thing.
Do you want me to tell you? You really don't know what a connection is, Ryan.
Go ahead. Fill him in.
I have an idea, but I don't really know.
Fill him in.
Okay, so I always mostly fly out of Philadelphia, and you can get direct flights from Philadelphia because it's a larger airport.
Okay.
But if I would fly out of Harrisburg, you always have to get a connection out of Harrisburg unless you're going to like a smaller airport where they go. But they normally go to Chicago, which is a connection. You have to get your other flight there to go. Like if I want
to
go from
so you
Harrisburg
have to, go
to
one
California
place to go, you
right.
can't go direct.
Like if you want to go to Dallas, Texas, right now, you'd fly from Philly to Chicago or Philly to St. Louis,
no,
and then to Dallas.
Philly can go directly to Dallas.
You're not going directly to fucking Dallas.
Yes, you can.
You would, but he would not.
Why?
Another fucking person's gonna get a fucking connection on every fucking flight.
Why?
Because that's the way it is. There's no direct flights anymore. They cost a fortune.
I wouldn't know.
He doesn't know.
Exactly. That's why you shouldn't argue with me. Just take me for what I'm saying here.
He's the guy who gets to carry stuff
that
weighs more.
I watch a lot of YouTube videos. Anything else for us?
I got a ton of shit. I mean, we could get like 6-7 episodes of the stuff I got.
You hear anything lately from Jimbo at all?
He texted me the other day and asked me what episode. He wanted to know about an episode that he was on
Because we keep tracking the records.
I was like, dude, I don't fucking know. He goes, it was the one where if you don't tout, you're out.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted to know the one where he got fired or something from the place.
He probably needs it for some sort of...
Yeah.
Put on his resume. Scheme.
Well, no, he probably needs it in like a court case. Prove that he was somewhere.
He's probably going to play it for some girl. He's like, listen to this. And then she's going to sleep with him instantly.
Do you know Jimbo John?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I haven't heard too much from him lately, just that he got a new, or he had a big gig coming up at some mega church playing with some guy. He told me to listen to music. I didn't. But,
AJ bigger. Something, right?
Yeah. Vallejo, I think.
He texted me the other day. Yeah, that was one of the other things that he texted me that day is he said, I'm playing at that Saxon pub that you always tell me about that's in Austin to check out. I'm playing there tonight with AJ fucking... Whatever his name is, I was like, cool. Okay. Like, I don't know what he expected from me.
But yeah, this new church gig apparently pays even better than the other church.
Oh, it's a different church now?
Well, this I don't know if it's a permanent gig at this other church, but he was stepping up churches, I guess. You know, going from like, he was probably at like maybe a Glenn
Vatican
Tidings.
In no time.
And now he's at like a even bigger platform. And these churches have so much fucking money, so they can pay, you know, somebody like Jim whatever he wants. I told him just say a crazy number, they'll probably pay you it because they have it.
Yeah, they're paying for like $50 million planes and shit.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the pastor's making $500,000 probably.
It's
easy,
amazing.
So they can afford to pay you whatever, so you can, you know, work your carpet cleaning and
cleaning. Also amazing.
It's perfect job for him though. 25 hours a week max. It's about his max he can handle. can go lift as much as he wants, you know, shave other guys' backs as often as he wants.
get his shaving stuff together.
Poor guy's not even here to defend himself.
Nah, that's the best way to do it.
Any other notes there, bub?
A little bit, but we've been gone for a while.
We have been.
Yeah. He didn't call in and leave any voicemails to listen
Jimbo?
To?
Jimbo?
Yeah.
No. Huh. Not lately.
And we're doing Skype next week with...
Next week will be Ken Kaplan. He owns the New England Motorcycle Museum. And then Doug Danger will be calling in also because they have a big announcement about a big jump that Doug's doing at the museum.
They're going to do the announcement on our show.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh.
We should be live almost. Doesn't make sense that he has to wait a week for his announcement to go public.
He's going to do his announcement.
Does he know that?
Do the jump, no. And then
he's
our episode will
like,
come out.
And now. Well, next week.
Yeah, but actually I think Doug is going to be jumping over the museum.
That's what I read.
Yeah.
Over the Ken Kaplan Museum?
Yeah.
Okay. So it ties together nicely.
Yep.
Where's our
pretty neat
poster at?
He hasn't sent us one yet.
Oh, hmm.
Maybe did I ask?
Maybe we can ask him about that this week.
And this Ken Kaplan guy that's calling, check him out on YouTube. He has some videos on there. Did you see it, Jim?
No.
Captain Kaplan. He was like hired by a lawyer or something, I guess, to maybe track down motorcycle thieves.
Oh, wow.
He's got some pretty funny videos on YouTube.
Captain Ken Kaplan.
Captain Ken Kaplan.
All right. Joining us next. Well, we already did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did a mini stroke right there. Let me back it up. Ken Kaplan and Doug Danger next week. Jim Sharkey and Mike Buschetti. All right, guys. That wraps up 100.
Don't they have, you guys just give one more plug for your show?
I was gonna fucking do that.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
Is this my first experience having a guest on
our
show?
105 other times or whatever.
Sorry, I blew up.
Oh, you didn't even eat your freaking breakfast.
Yeah, that's good.
It's how come we haven't been recording?
Oh, I didn't know what you got. Right. I didn't look inside.
You made a comment about my sourdough.
I thought maybe you got a breakfast sandwich on a sourdough.
I'm a Wawa guy.
You're the Wawa guy and you're the Sheetz guy. Right?
Yeah. And my thing is that Wawa doesn't suck. I just like Sheetz way better. You know what I mean?
And why?
Because the food is better, and they have Diet Dew on tap right there. Yeah.
Does that sandwich look wet to you?
Not that sandwich. It does look nice.
That's a nice looking sandwich.
That's some good breakfast.
Is that a sourdough cheesesteak?
That is a little odd, I will say.
I don't know that I feel comfortable about that, Sam.
It's a little odd.
It's not a cheesesteak.
It's got cherry pepper relish on it, a nice garlic aioli.
You know, with Sheetz, you could get Boom Boom sauce on that. Make them even better.
Okay.
Sorry, running a gym.
Why'd you wait to the end of it?
I know.
Very odd.
He's like, you guys want to plug the show? Yeah, hang on.
Get a mouthful of cheesesteak and aioli.
He doesn't know. You know why? Because he doesn't know the fucking plugs. That's why. He knows he's got nothing else to say. He doesn't know what platforms are on.
He's just a talent.
He's just a talent.
John, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
Why don't you go ahead and give us one more shot for you?
Yeah, so catch us on Wrestling Dorks on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and Spotify. Just search Wrestling Dorks. Our new YouTube channel where you can catch all the replays of our Twitch, which we're live Twitch every Tuesday night at 9:30, twitch.tv/wrestling_dorks, to watch Sam not eat on the fucking podcast on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, I have rules, apparently. You know?
Do you eat?
No, I don't.
He doesn't.
There's no way we're going live.
We're not allowed to have crunchy stuff. That's all. That's all I just say. No crunch.
But if we go live,
I guess I shouldn't buy chips anymore.
Terrified of what I'd look like.
Well, it is tough because you can't edit anything out. That's the only thing that sucks about doing the live is, like, I don't go back and edit. I go back and, like, add the beginning and ending, like, theme songs and shit, but I miss being able to go back and actually edit the show.
Yeah, I don't see any reason we would go live.
We only did it because with SmackDown on Tuesday nights, we can kind of, like, people can watch along with us.
Another,
right, yeah.
Right, but we don't talk about anything that... Right. Time sensitive, you know what I mean.
We're a week behind.
I can tell you though, there's a lot. There's not a lot of podcasts on Twitch, so you would kind of stand out. That's why we did it, because if people go on there and just look up podcasts, we're, you know, searchable on there. Yeah. We're not like lost in a sea of shit. So
we will check it out. I'm sure he'll be in. Call me tomorrow. Like, oh, by the way, we're on Twitch, so just get ready for it. Next
Sorry,
week.
I mean it
sucks. That was a really good idea John had. So now we're on Twitch.
How do you record it?
I bought a webcam. And we just set it up across the room and just right into the computer. There's a Streamlabs app that you use, and it's actually really easy. We were toying with this that has technology where you can replace
audio?
The background.
Audio.
I run everything through the board. So I run the audio through the board.
So you still keep your mics.
Keep everything. It's basically like run it the same way, just with an additional input.
And your audio and video sync up.
Yeah.
It's tough, though, with the mic stands, because sometimes, like, you know, you don't want the mic stand in your face because you're on a thing.
Yeah, you have to be more.
I talk away from the mic because I don't want to be, like, behind
it. I'd be self-conscious of it the first couple of times, for sure.
The first couple of times you guys did it, I told you about Sam's beautiful face was covered up.
Yeah, finding the right angle. I mean, I want to do a two-camera.
I would be, like, doing that.
Because you can do on, with the app, you can two inputs. So we can... I want to get a second camera and try to have like one on Sam and I, and then one on her pontoons or something. But
my idea would be we could do that, and we wouldn't even have to be on camera. We could have everybody else on camera. It would be like over our shoulders.
Ever, I don't want to go live ever for the very reason that we have no need to.
Twitch is pretty big.
Go fuck yourselves.
I play League of Legends,
we'll
and
talk about
that's
later.
Pretty big on Twitch. I think.
Yeah.
You're not going to gang up on me. I'm not letting it happen.
Hey, I don't want to be on video either, really. I'll constantly blow clouds of smoke in front of me.
So live next week, you guys.
We'll see you on Twitch.
Yeah, so we'll be on there.
Ken Kaplan has a big announcement. Needs to be live.
Casey's
next week,
already,
Chicken Duck from the Holiday Inn.
He already ordered a webcam.
Well, thanks again for joining us, gentlemen.
Oh, absolutely.
It's been a real pleasure. It was a good show.
Thank you again.
Ryan, thanks for coming.
Leaf filter. Right?
Nope.
Is that not one of them? No.
Yeah. Leaf cutter, isn't it?
Leaf cutter?
Leaf filter? Not leaf cutter?
It's a gum.
People are going to think there's something wrong with you.
What?
It's been emotional. Goodbye.
What you know you don't understand. back and forth and around again. Where we start is where we end. Taking your time, getting, taking your time.